For most people, Monday will be the first and possibly last time they will ever see an eclipse. But for some, seeing an eclipse is almost like an addiction. These people are called eclipse chasers, and they will go to the ends of the earth to be in the sun's shadow. Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard reports that on Monday, many of these diehard eclipse fans will witness the event in Wyoming.
Eclipse chasers are sort of like deadheads for the sun. They'll do anything to catch the next show. You can hear their joy in this video from the 2010 solar eclipse in Patagonia.
Oh my God! Look! Prominent
Stars! This video was taken by David Makepeace, also known as the Eclipse Guy. He was hooked after seeing his first total solar eclipse in Mexico's Baja Peninsula in 1991.
When the shadow of the moon descended upon us and the sky went deep, deep azure blue and the stars and planets came out and I looked up into the sky and the sun was gone and it was replaced with this black disk of the dark side of the moon with the corona blazing all around the outside of it. During those moments, I felt like I'd been transported to an alien planet. I could not believe what I was seeing or what I was feeling.
Makepeace is a film producer. On the side, he runs an eclipse blog and has seen almost every single eclipse for the last 26 years, roughly one every 18 months. He says he saves every nickel and dime to make that happen, and that each trip is worth it.
Antarctica. In 2003, I spent a month on a Russian icebreaker, and I also spent several weeks in the middle of the Sahara Desert in Libya in 2006, and that expedition was really mind-blowing. It was quite challenging to do all that traveling and to spend all these days in 4x4s moving through the desert.
For this eclipse, he's coming to Wyoming.
I've actually always wanted to visit Wyoming for some reason. To me, it's the quintessential U.S. Experience. And it just happened to be that it was also one of the states that has this high likelihood of clear skies.
And he's not the only one. Many eclipse chasers will be flocking to Wyoming for its normally clear weather and open views. Kate Russo will be here too, leading a tour group of 33 international eclipse chasers to Grand Teton National Park. She is a psychologist by trade, but has also published two books about her experiences as a chaser and consults with communities on planning for eclipses. She says, like Makepeace, she felt transformed after witnessing her first eclipse in France in 1999.
This darkness was coming, you know, this creeping darkness. It felt ominous. It felt eerie. The hairs on the back of my neck were standing up as, you know, as the seconds to totality were counting down. I couldn't believe how exciting and exhilarating it was.
Seeing an eclipse was on her bucket list. But after it was over, she didn't want to check a box and be done with it.
And then as soon as I saw it, I thought, oh my God, this is not a once in a lifetime thing. This is something that I'm going to have to do again.
Since then, Russo has seen 10 total solar eclipses. According to Russo and Makepeace, there are fewer than 1,000 hardcore eclipse chasers around the world. They stay in contact through an email list, always talking about past eclipses and the next ones. But as August 21st approaches, there are groups popping up online filled with people eagerly anticipating their first eclipse. Russo says she wouldn't be surprised if, after Monday, there are a ton of people asking themselves when they can see the next one.
And as I say, you know, the eclipse chasing community welcomes every one of you with open arms.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caroline Ballard.